Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
According to an article posted at thestate.com, a South Carolina lawmaker wants to establish a registry for journalists. The lawmaker, a House Republican in the state of South Carolina named Mike Pitts, says this move was to help, quote, stimulate discussion over how gun issues are reported, end quote. Gun issues are often misreported, no doubt. But the idea of a registry for journalists is absolutely preposterous, and it stands in direct opposition to the Constitution and the founding principles of this great nation. In fact, Bill Rogers, executive director of the South Carolina Press Association, says the proposed registry is, quote, ridiculous and totally unconstitutional, end quote. He's right, and I'm glad to hear from voices like this. But where are these same media voices when other industries are abused by government? Where is the media when government takes control over nearly 20% of the economy through Obamacare? Where are the mainstream voices decrying the unconstitutional action taken by President Obama on guns and gun manufacturers? Truth is, the government is in every minutia of our lives. They regulate everything, driving costs up and wages down. They make it more and more difficult to make a profit, and therefore, more difficult to get a job. But even if their intrusion didn't have this effect, it's still dangerous because it destroys liberty, like creating a journalist registry. Free speech and a free press are essential to our system of government, but so is freedom of religion and of association and thought. The free market will work out most any issue that the people desire without the assistance of some bureaucracy. But the temptation to intervene and use the power of force and coercion is strong for those in positions of power. Our job, and the job of the Constitution, is to limit their power, empower the individual, and create an environment where the principles of free men are known and made available to all.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear. Or by email, Todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.